Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to flip the switch. The Rabbit Ears Broadcasting Network is on the air.
Has anybody got the guts?
But you are something, let me tell you. You are really something.
I don't like to put my television on in the living room. I only do it maybe odd days, like you said, because I don't want to burn out the bowl.
Right on, it's like giving me a bottle of water and leave the water out of it.
But what will you do, though? So, you put your pants.
Because our opinion is all that matters.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
In the scope of the universe, how is that, what, how does that even matter?
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Welcome to the 2G Show.
To the 2G Show, May 21st, 2016, a Memorial Day weekend for us because we're off next week. We're glad you joined us here on the Blog Talk radio station. This is NG. Of course, I'm joined each and every show. He's capable, he's funny, he's GG. How you doing, G?
What do you say? What are you here?
All right, well, we're glad you joined us here for 30 minutes of fun. Let's get some business out of the way. You can reach us on the phone. You can even listen on your phone without even getting on the show, but we want you to. You can do it by dialing 619-393-6728. And you can listen. If you want to get on the show, you hit the one button that gets you into the lobby. We're also in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com. We had a guest that popped in. And then a guest that said no thanks and popped out. But we're in there, blogtalkradio.com/the2Gs, and you can interact with us in that way. Okay, there, brother, how you doing today?
I'm doing okay, not too bad. Just want to let you know before we get going, just heard that Jim Ray Hart passed away. I believe it was yesterday, in case anybody doesn't know who Jim Ray Hart was. Going back to my past when I was a young kid watching baseball, he was a longtime third baseman of the San Francisco Giants. I mean, he was a real good hitter, made the All-Star game, but he was always behind, of course, Willie Mays, McCovey, Cepeda. I mean, the Giants had some teams that couldn't win a championship back then, but they had some real good guys. And Jim Ray Hart was another one of those great players. He came to the Yankees very briefly in 73, and he played 73 and 74. He was a DH. It was towards the end of his career, and he wound up retiring in 74. But condolences go out to the Jim Ray Hart family from the 2Gs. And then also we lost, one of the great newsmen of our time. And here's a little thing on Morty Safer.
After decades at CBS News, and what a career it was. American losses. Morley Safer covered the world for over half a century, and he did it in a way that not only touched lives, he actually changed them. His reporting from Vietnam helped shift the way America thought about the war.
Just as the medevac came in, the boy died.
He was 17.
In 1965, he showed U.S. Marines burning down a village, sending terrified civilians running from their homes.
Morley Safer, CBS News, near the village of Kamnay.
It was a new way of covering war, realistic and bleak. Safer himself was Canadian, but he settled in New York after joining 60 Minutes in 1970.
Did you ever hold up anyone?
In 1983, his report on an inmate named Linnell Geeter became one of the show's proudest moments. Safer and his team uncovered new evidence showing Geeter had been wrongly convicted of armed robbery in Texas. Sentenced to life, Safer's report led to Geeter's release. Safer had a taste for the lighter stuff, too. He traveled the world covering everything from the tango craze in Finland to the British passion for gardening. He chronicled good food, fine wine, and great cars. In one of 60 Minutes' most popular editions, he interviewed the Muppets.
I thought 60 Minutes was a high-class show.
And he took on the art world twice. First in the 90s, when he questioned the value of modern art.
It's a white rectangle.
Right.
Then again in 2012.
Kitsch, the cute, the clumsy, and the incomprehensible.
And Safer was himself an artist. He carried art supplies when he traveled and spent hours in his downtime painting his many hotel rooms.
Room service closes, Safer begins.
Over his many years with 60 Minutes, Safer was honored with dozens of the most prestigious awards in journalism. For a man who enjoyed telling stories, he always said, there was no better job in the world.
Ah, that's Morley Safer, who just recently retired from the show, and I guess now we know the reason why he probably wasn't well, passed away. So the condolences go out to Morley Safer and his family.
Well, I'm surprised you, which I'm not a big fan of these obituaries, but I'm surprised you didn't bring up Mr. Ed, the guy, the actor who played, on the Mr. Ed show.
I'd leave that up to you. You know, you got to contribute.
Yeah, I think he died yesterday, the guy who played, the guy who owned Mr. Ed on the TV series there. He passed away. But all right, brother, let's go on here. I got to get something off my chest before we move on here. And we might as well segue into TV shows. I get roped into these shows. I'm not doing it anymore. For now, I want to wait until a show is on for maybe about 3-4 years, and then I'll catch up on it on Netflix or Hulu or whatever. I got into the show, The Family, Sunday nights, ABC again. I get roped into ABC. They destroy me. 10 episodes. It was really good. A good mystery. They leave it on the cliffhanger, and then they cancel the show. They could care less about the people, millions of people. I mean, it may not be the top-rated show, might have been doing, but millions of people watching the show. They just drop it. Same thing for The Whispering, I think The Whisperers. I mean, give you some closure, okay? Give you some closure on these shows. I can't stand when they do that. I don't think you were watching that, but again, it was on again Sunday nights, tough time slot. But the show was really, really good. And I just hate when they do that, brother. When they get you roped in, and then they just—they have a no closure.
Yeah, I totally understand your pain. You know, because you know, we love TV and we love watching these shows, but you have to get to the face and the heartbeat of the nation. I mean, because you watch shows. I mean, that is not going to last. You got to get the feel of the people. Go out there like I do. Talk to people. Also. You know, if you can reach me, Gary the Hat on Twitter. You know, we got people going back and forth. We talk on Twitter. We know what's going on. Some people in the insights. So, you know, you just can't randomly, you know, pick shows anymore. I mean, you got to really study what's going on out there and what's good shows and stuff like that. And stop with the nonsense of these other shows that nobody watches.
I get it, brother, and Lethal Migraine even said he's never heard The Family, which means that tells me a lot, because Lethal knows everything. You can bring up any subject, and he knows. But the point of the matter is, they put on these shows, they had 10 episodes, some of them in the last 2 episodes. I think they had Kings and Prophets that lasted twice. If you're going to put it on for 10, the full season, then come up with a closure for me. That's all I'm saying. But I know Castle's been canceled. Lethal likes Castle. Mom, that's one of her favorite shows. And I don't know if she knows, but Castle has been canceled. But it's been on for a while, that show. It's been on
it's
for
a good
while.
Run. It had a good run.
It did have a good run. So, I mean, a lot of people do like it. It did have a good run. Whether this last past Monday, the Bates Motel had its season finale. Good, not series. Season finale.
How about that?
I give stuff away. I know. Get on that drink. Corona. I give stuff away. I was wondering when they were going to kill Norma. I was going to wait when they were going to kill Norma Bates.
Give it away.
And they finally killed her off. And they finally killed Norma Bates. And this is what's going to segue. She'll still be on the show, I think, as in his mind. What do you think about the Bates Motel, brother?
I mean, why did you give it away like that? You know?
What?
I'm just trying to make sure that, I was just going to say, everything that's going on the show, is it, you know, I mean, it really happened. That's my question to you before. I didn't want to give away what happened. But I just gave it away. What the hell? You know, I was thinking that maybe all this, you know, was in his mind. But you're saying it's true. She did pass away. We all know Psycho. All right, let's not kid ourselves. Psycho. We know that, you know, with, what was his name, Perkins? The actor there?
Anthony Perkins. Anthony Perkins.
Son Perkins. Anyway, I don't think it's Ray Perkins. He was a receiver, I think, for the
Baltimore. No, I think it's Anthony Perkins.
Yeah, Anthony Perkins. Anyway, you all know that he goes in the shower and he goes, wow, Mom, what you doing? We know that the mom was mummified. So you know somewhere along the line the mom has to die. And we found out how she did it and all. I mean, it was a great show. It's a great show. And, of course, she'd be back because he lives as the mother in his mind. So, you know, she'd be back. But I just wanted to know if the show, if the, everything that went on is it really happened in the show. That's all.
Yeah, I think it happened. And I think now that they, I don't know how much more they're going to have on the show. You know, how many more years Freddie Highmore. The great acting. I don't know how they don't get nominated for at least acting, but that's, we've been over that 100 times. So anyway, that was a good finale there, and we'll wait for, you know, next year. All right, brother.
Let people know that I'm glad. I don't know how you feel. Wayward Pines coming back. I don't know if you were involved, if you watch Zoo, the James Patterson series that's on TV. That's coming back.
Yeah, I watched
the last shit, which I like. Did you watch The Zoo?
Yeah, they should have canceled that. That's terrible. I'll watch it, but it's terrible.
It's coming back. It's good. It looks real good. The last shit, Murder in the First, and all that is coming back. So I'm glad about those shows. So those are good shows. If people want to catch up on them, you know, go on demand and watch them. The good shows: The Zoo, The Last Ship, and Murder in the First. Wayward Pines.
Yeah, I'm cutting back on the television because I want to do. I do reading, but I want to do more reading. This year, I'm not going to watch AGT. I'll do Big Brother. I'm not doing AGT this year. It's too time consuming, so I'm cutting back. I don't think I'll do Zoo. I think I watched the first season. I think I'm going to go back to that, but too much of TV, and then they disappoint you.
It's not disappointing if they, you know, they bring them back. So, especially the ones that I'm giving you. The ones I'm giving you are worth the watch. You know, as I said, if you haven't watched them from the beginning, get on demand and then watch and catch up. And because these are good shows. I mean, the shows that you watch, you know, I won't even mention them because they don't last. The Whisperings, the Furry Families, those, forget about those shows. Watch the good shows. And stay on top, you know, people out there, you know, get on the Twitter, become part of the socialized family and interact like I do, you know, with my Twitter page, again, Gary the Hat, that's D-A, the Hat.
Again.
You know, get on
again,
there.
We already gave that already. All right, brother. Let's see what you want to talk about here as we move along. Let me get the number out again just in case, you know, folks want to get on. And our listeners have been going up, brother. Maybe not live. I mean, leave those backwards. Good. Frank's working today. But on-demand listeners have increased dramatically. So if you're listening to this on-demand, set aside a Saturday at 5 o'clock for 30 minutes. Listen live and get in the chat room or call on the phone. But 619-393-6728. But they got a couple of things. We could talk baseball. Matt Harvey's been struggling. You got the Peakness today. Memorial Day's coming up. You said something about the Pledge of Allegiance. So spin the wheel, and where do you want to go?
first I want to give a, you know, say, you know, give our gratitude and thanks to everyone who has served this country, keep us, you know, free, America, the greatest country in the world. I don't care what anybody says, you know, a country where you can say what you want pretty much, whatever religion, and without worrying about getting killed or, you know, getting arrested for. It's a great country, and I want to give our men and women who have served this country to keep it safe. Let us go on with our lives. Memorial Day is a day of remembrance for all the ones who have lost their lives. So I just want to let, you know, the two G's out there giving our pledge also to our dad, who was also in the Army. Korean War, didn't talk much about it, but he's our hero. He, a lot of medals we didn't know about until later on, but of course he was, you know, we want to thank him also, and we do miss him. And all, as I said to everybody else, and the men and women in the armies, in our military, we want to give our thanks.
And I agree. And as soon as I said Frank would work and not be able to listen to the show, Frank pops into the chat room. Well, I mean, what a listener he is, Frank. You know, Frank, welcome aboard. All right, but yeah, I want to, you know, say the same thing you just said, brother. And thanks to all the people in the armed forces. Keep us safe. Those who died. I mean, it's just, you think, a staggering amount of number of people. Staggering millions of people who have died in wars. It's amazing. I mean, who never had a chance really in life. They were maybe 18 to 20 years old, a lot of them. But, yep, until our dad in the Korean War. Okay, brother. You got the Preakness on today, which I don't follow. We got a little baseball. You said something about the Pledge of Allegiance. Where do you want to go?
Well, since, you know, the Preakness is on today, I want to talk about what happened. Anyway, today we lost two athletes today. Two athletes we lost today at the Preakness. Two horses, it's a shame. One was a horse that was going, I think it was the first race of the day, Primadia went down, jockey went down, the poor horse broke its leg, and the jockey had to go to the hospital with a broken collarbone, and they had to euthanize the horse on the track, so it's a sad day there. And also another horse, Homeboy Chris, wins a race in the Preakness today. He's taking pictures as he's walking back to the stable, collapses and dies, some kind of cardiovascular thing, heart attack, in other words, and if you want to say, and they send the horse to hospital and vets, giant vets hospital somewhere, and they do an autopsy. But it's a shame that we lost two horses today at the Preakness. I want to know your take. Who do you got today at the Preakness? I mean, a big race. I love these races. The second leg of the Triple Crown. Of course, you know that the Nyquist there is going to win. But if anybody, I have a couple of surprise horses that you might want to go with. One is called Cherry Wine. It's coming off at 20-1. And Stradivari, which is 8-1 horse, who has a possibility of winning. But it was a shame today about the two athletes we lost today at the Preakness.
Brother, I told you again, I have zero interest in the Preakness. These are not athletes, they're animals, brother. They're not athletes.
They're athletes.
Sorry to hear about that. They're not athletes, brother. They're not athletes. That's why
they are competitors. They're bred to race. They are athletes. Okay.
Just like people, they put the sports person of the year. Sometimes they put an animal on the horse. It's ridiculous. No interest in the Preakness. I know that you do. I don't know if our listeners do. But I don't, brother. So I don't know if the last horse, I don't even know who I picked the last time. It's just not interested, brother. Not interested.
How could you? I understand, you know, you don't want to watch horse racing during the year, you know, but this time of the year, it's Americana. You got with the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and of course in a few weeks the Belmont. It's exciting watching, you know, the race. As I said last week, and I'm constantly saying, it's the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. And I don't care what anybody says. Anyway, the horses are athletes. They are bred and trained. I like an athlete would do, any kind of athlete for Olympics. But basically, they are trained to do this one thing, and that is race in the derbies.
Hi, well, I'm with Lethal today. He says the most athletic feat in horse racing is the midgets trying to climb on top of the horses. I agree. Lethal, I'm with you. Absolutely nothing exciting about animals running around, but Frank McGann disagrees. He says, tell him, GG. So me and Lethal on one side here, you got Frank and you on the other side. So we'll have to disagree to disagree.
Well, first of all, okay. I want to say we have to be correct here. It's no longer midgets. It's little people. You have to say little people. Midgets is a derogatory term to little people. So if we're going to say something that's on this show, I want it to be correct. Little people. Or in other words, say jock.
Whatever this show, brother, people have been allowed to say, you know, whatever we want to say. Okay? That's been one of our rules. And so whatever people want to say, I guess they have the right to say, even in the chat room. All right, dear brother. I mean, people are big on these television shows. I didn't watch Rosewood or Empire. You can go on with some of these shows, but I didn't watch any of that. Frank McGann says watch for number seven, collected. Okay, Frank, we'll watch out for that. You saying, brother?
The Rosewood was one I didn't know if it stayed, so I just kind of recorded that. You know, like Rosewood, Lucifer, all those shows. You can't watch everything. So, but some of them I have on demand. You know, that I haven't watched yet. You know. So I'll give it a try. And one of the other shows that I really liked was the Scorpion with those geniuses. And I watched the first season, and I have to watch the whole second season. So there's a lot of shows that I still got to watch during summer. And so hopefully I would be able to catch up.
All right. Frank McGann, I always think of Frank with this commercial, the Geico commercial. You know, Frank is very cheap. He won't, you know, me, I'm giving. I pay. There's a commercial out there, and I think of Frank McGann with this one, brother. The alligator, he wants to pick up the check, but he's got alligator arms, so he can't read the check. And that's Frank McGann for you, okay? Me, I got big arms. I reach and grab the check. I don't have gator arms. You ever see that commercial, brother? I love it. Thanks,
I saw that commercial. But I don't know why you're throwing a good friend of yours, a loyal listener, under the bus like that, that he's cheap. You know what I mean?
I know he would say, when he looks at that commercial, I know Frank has to think about me. He has to. Because he always tells me I'm cheap. anyway, the comic book shows... I don't know. I don't watch any of those comic book shows. Damien, that's terrible.
You did. You like the movies, though. I know you went to see the Avengers Civil War movie.
I did.
Are you still into the movies, the superhero things, the comic book movies?
Yeah, I'm not big on them, but I did watch it. Batman, Superman, we talked about that. I didn't like it. The Captain America and Iron Man was a better movie. I enjoyed that better. But we're getting down to the end here. So you want to talk the Pledge of Allegiance. You also talked about Matt Hardy, who's been struggling. Let's spin the wheel on the last subject of the day.
Yeah, but first of all, on the Pledge of Allegiance, I'm sick and tired of these people trying to kick it totally out of school. You know, they have a right now that if they don't want to say the Pledge of Allegiance, they don't have to, and the kids can't get in trouble. This is a great country of ours, and we're playing Allegiance. I know they changed the lyrics, I don't know, back in 1950 or something, and said Under God. But, I mean, if they don't have to say it. But I'm tired and sick and tired of these people trying to say to knock it. They don't want it in the schools at all. Hey, I want it in schools. This is a great country. I mean, you should be glad you're here. If you don't like it, leave the country, go somewhere else, and deal with that. As long as you're in this country, you pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States. That's what you do.
Lethal says a pledge does not belong in school. We have too many immigrants to pledge your allegiance to this flag, brother. That's what Lethal says. It does not belong in school. That's Lethal.
But once again, we're on different terms. you know, once again, as long as you're in there, I don't care what schools, and they should be, go in there, say the Pledge of Allegiance to this great country of ours.
Yeah, brother, I'm with you on this one. I think if you become a legal immigrant, not a legal immigrant, you're coming to this country, you should assimilate into this country, and you should pledge allegiance. If you want to come to this country, you can go to any other country you want to. If you want to become a legal resident of this country, no one's forcing you. You want to come here. You have to pledge allegiance. Now, there's some religious people, like the Jehovah's Witnesses. If a kid doesn't want to put his hand on his heart or say it, that's perfectly okay. But I think the pledge of allegiance should stay. And again, I'm going to say this legal. No one's forcing them to come to this country. If you want to come to America, you pledge allegiance to this country. Otherwise, you stay where you are, or you go someplace else. That's how I feel about it.
Oh, I could have said it any better than that. That was great. You said it great. That's it, man. Couldn't agree with you.
All right, there, brother. Let's see. We're getting near the end here of the show. I want to talk Matt Harvey. People are booing Matt Harvey at the Citi Field. I wouldn't boo him. I still have faith in Matt Harvey. You know me. I don't have patience for people. But the booing Matt Harvey is ridiculous. And if he's not injured, he'll figure it out. So that's my take on Matt Harvey.
Boy, how quickly we turn around here at New York Sports, huh? I mean, this guy was on top of the world, having a little rough time at it right now, and man, booing the hell out of him, right? I mean, don't forget, back in a couple of years ago, Mo, remember he got booed in Yankee Stadium for some dumb fans. So the New York fans, man, they, you know, sometimes you wonder about them, you know?
Yeah, especially the Mets fans, I have to say. I'm one of them. I wouldn't boo him at a stadium. I get frustrated with him, you know, watching the game. I wouldn't boo him at the stadium. It's ridiculous. This has been a great show, brother. We're getting down to the end. We're off next week, folks. But great discussion today. Legal, Frank, everybody in the chat room. This has been great discussions. Last word there, brother.
Well, once again, since we're not going to be here next week, we want to honor our military people at Memorial Day and let them know the gratitude and the thanks that we have for them putting their lives on the line for us each and every day. Great job there, bro. Everybody around, whatever you're listening to, tell your friends and everything to come on board and listen to the show. This is your show, and this is for you guys to come on, to vent, whatever. And adios, muchachos, and everybody. Take it easy.
Yes, well, I agree with you. We are off next week. It is Memorial Day weekend. So everybody have a good, you know, good weekend out there. Remember the vets. And also, if you're listening on demand, I'm going to say it again, because our listeners have increased on demand. Try to take a little time out of your day on a Saturday for 30 minutes and listen live, because you're missing out. Just like in the chat room today with Lito and Frank. Lito, even though we disagree or agree, I love your opinions. I love having you on the show. And same thing for Frank and Mom and everybody listening live. So tell your people to listen. Listen live. All right. And that's about it, brother. We'll be back in 2 weeks. So for Gigi, this is NG. Frank, don't forget to catch Dave Mason in June at the Jones Beach. Dave Mason's been touring with Journey and the Doobie Brothers. So catch that concert. So for GG, this is NG. Let's listen to Dave Mason. Good night, America. Life.
in a hotel.